1H. Exercise 4, page 10.
Hello and welcome to The Morning Show. Today our guest is Mary Stewart, a flood safety expert who is here to tell us how to prepare for a flood and what safety precautions people should take. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Thanks for having me.
So, Mary, tell us what we need to do to prepare for a flood.
Well, in order to decrease the likelihood of flood damage, I recommend that homeowners put weather protection sealant around ground level windows and doors. People should also store their important documents on higher levels in their homes to protect them from flood damage.
And what if a flood is imminent?
In that case, they should move furniture, electrical appliances and other belongings to the floors above ground level. During a flood, it is important that people keep their radio on to find out the affected areas and what roads are safe. Every homeowner should also keep their emergency kit close at hand.
What is the greatest danger to people?
Well, that depends on where people live and the time of year the flood occurs. Some dangers can include being swept away by strong currents, being hit by fast-flowing debris carried by the water, and most importantly, the flooding of roads and bridges.
What should people not do in a flood?
Firstly, people shouldn't ignore flood warnings and they shouldn't disobey orders from emergency services or evacuation orders. They also shouldn't drive through flood waters or underpasses. The water may be deeper than it looks and cars can get stuck or swept away by fast water. They should also avoid crossing bridges if the water is high and flowing quickly. And once people leave their houses, they shouldn't return home until the authorities have advised that it is safe to do so.
Is the outbreak of disease a possibility?
Oh, most certainly. The most common diseases are the ones that come from drinking contaminated water. However, people also get allergic reactions to moulds that grow within furniture, rugs, and walls of buildings. I recommend a thorough cleaning of all flooded buildings.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Let's hope our listeners will keep this in mind. Mary, thank you so much for coming in. It's been very interesting.
Thank you.